You got to be ecstatic about the Fine Arts Building, $32 million project. Wow, tell us about
We
that.
are very excited. It's huge for Valley City and the region. We've been working on this project for several years. Unfortunately, the current Foss Hall is on the wrong side of the dike. It has to come down. But the support we received in Bismarck to put up a $32 million facility, which will be located just west of the current student center, is exciting. It's the largest project and capital improvement project in the history of Valley City State University. The Science Center project from 10 years ago, the renovation and addition, was in that $12 million range. So to have this funded at $32 million is big news. Can't thank the folks in Bismarck enough. We had support in the House and the Senate, strong support. I was happy to be a sponsor of the bill, but in the subcommittee and conference committee, the commitment from good friends in Bismarck, who we just stuck together, and Chet Pollard, graduate of Valley City State, the majority leader in the House, Rich Wardner, the majority leader in the Senate. He and I were on the bill from the get-go. Not only did we get Foss, but we also got the egg products promotional facility, the marketing facility for North Dakota Extension and Research in Fargo, the Harris Hall. We are going to do Dunbar at North Dakota State University. That's a chemistry building long overdue. And Senator Holmberg and Sorvog out of Fargo, Rich Wardner, Chet Pollard, Mark Sanford, I can go on. There were any number of folks that were on board from the get-go to the end. And it was just exciting to see the House vote last Friday evening, one of the last votes we acted on before we adjourned this 2019 session.
And you said the snowplow operator for DOT in Litchfield has been reinstated.
Yes, during the winter months, we will have an operator and a plow in Litchfield. That's great news for that community. The one in Courtney is in place. So we're excited. A lot of good things happened. We got a strong budget for Valley City State University. We've got infrastructure funding with the Prairie Dog Bill coming for our cities, counties, and townships. And I could go on and on and on. I try to cover these things in legislative reports, but they get so long and people say, you put me to sleep. But the bottom line, a lot of good things happening. We still have challenges. We were tight on funding for our nursing homes, the hospital, and the DD providers. We did better than we did 2 years ago, obviously, but still, I wish we could have done a little bit more in those areas. We're going to have a county social services restructuring with units, and Barnes will have to partner with a couple other counties, and that was, I think, a good move in the long run. We're going to hopefully save some dollars, but more importantly, we're going to provide comprehensive services across the state. There were a number of areas that just didn't have the staff to provide services to their particular region. So again, a lot of good things, and as always, there's always some things we didn't get done, but it's good to be back home in Valley City.
And maybe you already mentioned it just a second ago, but Kathy Hogan out of Fargo was very instrumental in pushing this over the last few sessions. And Governor Burgum, it seems like, was a little more supportive too, and that was behavioral health, mental health issues. You got a little bit better this time around than you did 2 years ago, right?
Oh, it's a much better package. Senator Hogan, Senator Mathern, there were a number of folks that worked just around the clock on that package in the human service budget. And it come through almost as an entire package. Very little was left out. We've come a long ways in that area. The challenges are real there. And I was really pleased to see that funding package come through. We also funded more money for service dogs for our veterans with post-traumatic stress. That's critical. A good package for Veterans Affairs and the Veterans Home. An area where we fell short is, and it's got to be a priority next session. We've got to do a lot more in the area of transportation funding. Our roads and bridges are deteriorating in front of us. You know, the advent of 200 bushel corn. Thanks to our great farmers out there that are producing, I mean, bumper crops. It's too bad we don't have commodity prices to offset the cost of that investment and so on. But our roads and bridges need to be maintained, and for all of the above reasons. And you know, our school buses drive on those roads. We all do, and our farm commodity products are transported on those roads. So we're way behind the eight ball in that area, and hopefully we can see some movement, not only on the state level, but the federal level. The gas tax hasn't been raised forever, and costs go up. And, you know, we're looking at a few $100,000 for one of the snowplows with the trailer behind. And we got 300 and some of those across the state. They're dealing with salty conditions. They rust out. We're fortunate. We have a district office here, a great district manager in Jay Praska. But again, we got to give those folks the tools to get the job done. And so although we've accomplished a lot, there's always more to be done. And, you know, the 21 session will be here before we realize it.